Teens in Beirut are also the focus of a new project by Friend of the Worlds and photographer Rania Matar. It's called Invisible Children, and it's a collection of portraits of young Syrian refugees in the Lebanese capital. The last time we spoke, Rania, we were talking about your portraits of girls in their personal private spaces, their bedrooms, girls in the Boston area, girls in the Beirut area. Now this project, Invisible Children, and these are not private spaces by any means. I mean, these kids are totally exposed. Who are they? Who are the invisible children?
Yes, very interesting, because I always, in all my work, have photographed people in their own surroundings. And it was kind of interesting for me that these people have no surrounding, these kids. So these are refugee, Syrian refugee children that are around at every street corner in Beirut. And so for me, this was a new way of working, but it made sense that these kids don't have their own personal spaces. So their spaces were the walls in front of which they were standing.
You went to Beirut last summer to photograph, make portraits of teenagers. Kind of, this is your thing. But this part of the project, Invisible Children, was not on your mind when you went. So how did you get drawn into this?
When you're driving around Beirut, all you saw were these children, and they are really beautiful and seemingly not wanted there for many understandable reasons. And an important thing is we always refer to them as the Syrian refugees. So it's like the group identity. And all my work was about really individual identity. And I decided I wanted to photograph each kid on its own and kind of give him or her back kind of her dignity in some way. Mm. So I tried to do that and to talk to them and get their names and look at them as individual people.
I mean, what is really striking with all these portraits are the eyes. I mean, it's just this kind of 40-yard stare, and you think, wow, they must have seen some crazy, hideous stuff. But, I mean, it's frightening, some of these portraits, that they're not smiling, very few of them.
Yeah.
I mean, what was it like just even approaching them? How did you find them? How did you kind of start a conversation with them?
You know, they are there. I mean, you're walking around Beirut and they're there and they're mostly ignored. I mean, you know, Lebanon is in a fragile state right now and you have a country of 4 million people and 1.5 million refugees there. So people have mixed feelings about this whole situation, understandably. But I tried to really look at it as on an individual level. And when you walk around and you have these kids who are just become transparent, invisible, as I call them, I mean, a lot of them are either begging for money or selling Kleenex or whatever. And they kind of welcome the attention in some way. So I started really talking to them, trying to get their names. I mean, something interesting is I would run into the same kids a couple of times, and some of them would give me a different name. So I have the names listed with the photos, but I have no idea if it's the real name or not. And what was striking to me when you talk about the gaze, again, about the fact that these are young kids who are so street smart, it felt like they lost their childhood. I mean, this was striking in so many ways.
Tell me about one subject, one of the teenagers you photographed, and what he or she was doing when you met them, and just what they had been through on their flight out of Syria.
One that really struck me and kind of made me decide to make this project is a 14-year-old boy. And again, I got two different names from him at some point. The one time he was Muhammad and then he was Khalid. So I'm not sure which one he really is. I think eventually he trusts me and the second name is the right one, which is Khalid. Mm. But he was 14 and I have a 14-year-old son. And the kid was carrying the shoe shining equipment and he looked extremely sad, actually. And so I started talking to him and all I could think of is, my God, I mean, this could be my child. He's the same age and here's my kid could be standing at a street corner shining shoes for people, yelling at him or giving him like not even a dollar. So he really moved me a lot. He was from Aleppo and I don't know how he escaped. I mean, they don't get into all the details somehow. I think they're very cautious how much they share. His father is not with him and he's staying with relatives. That's all I could get out of the story.
What did you get out of this project, Rania?
I don't know. I hope to bring some awareness. I mean, it felt good paying attention to them. It's easier in the news and everybody to think of them as a group, because when you say 1.5 million, it seems overwhelming. What the hell do I do about it? But when you start looking at them as a person and start thinking, oh, my God, this could be my child, and then it takes a different level of humanity.
Did any of these kids talk to you about what their hopes are for the future?
you know, they kind of say they want to go home. But this is the scary part, is I have no idea. Nobody knows, I think, what their future is. I mean, you know, Lebanon is as a country, is barely able to sustain itself. So the country is not in a position to be helping them.
Photographer Rania Matar's new project is called Invisible Children. Thank you so much for coming in, Rania.
Thank you so much, Marco.
Those expressions of hopelessness, despair, heart-wrenching, but also very dignified. You have to see Rania's photos. We have a slideshow at PRI.org.